So one of the things you're doing, I understand, is you're 3D printing masks. How does that work?
Yeah, we're doing actually a lot of things. One of it is 3D printing masks and tapping into, Melissa, what I call the maker community, which are people who have 3D printers and are distributed all across the country to literally print plans that enable them to create respirator masks that, when combined with filtration materia, provide a means of providing respiratory protection. In addition to that, we're also locally doing a lot of work with creating face shields. And these are kind of like clear plastic shields with a neck cover that isolates the healthcare provider's face from anything it might encounter and adds like another layer of protection.
Tell me about the materials you're using for the isolation gowns.
Gore is a well-known high-tech garment fabrics manufacturer, and we have surplus materials in our inventory of these laminated fabrics, which were originally designed to meet military specifications. And what we realized is that, yeah, our materials, they're high tech, they would work awesome in this application. And if treated properly, they could be not disposable, but per the hospital's laundering procedures, be reused and therefore amplified, have a bigger effect than just manufacturing a single garment.
Who is your collaborator on that project, the people who sewed the gowns together?
It's a nonprofit down in Tempe, Arizona, by the name of Arizona Fashion Source. Been a really interesting story because they've gone from, you know, designing dresses to designing, you know, different type of gown, an isolation gown. They've gotten the FDA registration and certification to do that. And so what we've been able to do is provide them the materials with these really bold camouflage patterns on them, which they've then converted into protective outerwear for healthcare workers. And they're being divvied up. Some of them are going to Flagstaff Medical Center. Some of them are headed out to Tuba City and eastern regions of the Navajo Reservation. All told, that collaboration will generate somewhere around 4,500 garments, and nationally we'll have somewhere on the order of about 10 times that, about 45,000 fancy camel patterned isolation gowns, again with the intent of trying to do what we can to help in this crisis.
I'm wondering if you have a sense for how the community is responding to those donations and sort of how our healthcare workers are coping with the situation.
We certainly get that feedback that we're making a difference, and that's really rewarding. Personally, what's maybe struck me the most is that, in addition to helping fill the shortfall, in a very real way, we are providing hope and the understanding that you can influence someone and someone's life, not only in a material way, but in a way that connects to their emotions and their outlook, is maybe what's really the most powerful.
Mike Vonish, thank you for taking the time to speak with me today.
You're welcome.